At the end of this video, you'll find step-by-step instructions to sign up within minutes for a free email service that is totally anonymous.
Nicole Schwab, the daughter of World Economic Forum co-founder Klaus, is extensively cooperating with prosecutors in the Crimes Against Humanity case against key figures of the global elite, sparking fear in the WEF, the UN and the WHO that their diplomatic immunity is about to be revoked and arrest warrants issued. Behind the scenes, the so-called untouchables are panicking. Investigations, once thought impossible, are in full swing. Prosecutors are circling. The illusion of immunity is cracking. And whispers inside the International Criminal Court say we're on the brink of Nuremberg 2.0. Real names, real trials, real consequences. The globalist elite have made the last 5 years hell for humanity, but we've held strong, maintained our dignity, and exposed their deceptions one after another. Our abusers have been backed into a corner, and now they're being forced to admit the crimes they've committed. They want us to forgive and forget. But we, the people, are not going to let that happen. Because this isn't just about justice, it's about reckoning. And it's closer than they think. The ship is sinking, the rats are turning on each other. And Klaus, he just dove overboard. Schwab shocked the globalist establishment last week with the sudden announcement of his imminent resignation from the WEF, the very empire he built over 5 decades. But then came the real kicker. The very next day, whispers became headlines. Schwab is officially under investigation. And folks, it's not just a slap on the wrist. The probe is heating up fast. Allegations of governance failures, financial misconduct, WEF funds funneled into luxury perks, including, get this, massages and spa treatments for elite insiders. And we all know how they like to party. All while Klaus crisscrossed the globe in private jets, sipping champagne in Davos, and lecturing you about reducing your carbon footprint and your future life in a 15-minute city. The mainstream media, they're acting stunned, like this all came out of nowhere. But here at TPV, we're not buying the act. We've been tracking these developments for years, reporting what they wouldn't touch. Our sources, better. Our reach, deeper. We knew the walls were closing in. This investigation isn't just about misuse of funds or shady boardroom deals. No, this is the tip of a much darker iceberg. One that stretches back to the origins of the WEF, the global depopulation agenda, the fake pandemic, and the digital prison they try to trap us in. And here's the twist they never saw coming. The rats are turning on each other as the ship sinks, scrambling to save themselves, while the rest of the world finally catches up to the truth. One of those rats? Nicole Schwab. Yes, that Schwab, daughter of Klaus Schwab himself, the architect of the WEF, is singing like a bird, cooperating fully with international investigators. According to prosecutors, her testimony could be the Rosetta Stone of the globalist takedown. Not just about the pandemic and legal cover-up, but about the endgame, a systematic plan to depopulate the Earth. Billions of souls culled, not just through forced injections, but through decades of contamination in our food, water, air, and the threat of more engineered pandemics to come. What Nicole has revealed behind closed doors is beyond chilling. It's methodical, coordinated, and backed by hard data. Data, she claims, was stored in secret WEF servers and distributed through quiet back channels to a network of loyal governments and institutions. We'll get to the explosive details in just a moment, but before we do, you need to understand Nicole Schwab isn't the only one breaking ranks. There's another name you need to know. Meet Pascal Najjardi. His father, Hussein Najjardi, co-founded the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab back in 1971. 10 years later, Hussein walks away in disgust, calling the WS vision dystopian, anti-human and criminal. Now, Pascal is picking up the torch and throwing it straight into the heart of the globalist machine. He's handed over boxes, literal boxes of records, internal memos, emails, data logs, and private communications from his father's archives. Documents that spell doom for the WEF, the WHO, Gavi, and the entire Geneva-based global control complex. As Pascal puts it, the devil lives in Geneva.
Geneva looks beautiful. It's beautiful. It has a lake. It has this shadow. It's very peaceful. But there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon, injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you have done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. As a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
And if you think he's bluffing, think again. It was Pascal Najadi who led the legal assault that brought down Swiss Prime Minister Alain Berset, the face of Switzerland's COVID crackdown. Berset has since resigned in disgrace. His official plans? No plans except for yoga, he says. He can do all the downward dogs he wants, caged in a prison cell where he belongs. But Pascal's not done. Far from it. He's gunning for bigger fish. The UN, the WHO, the WEF. He's working to strip the diplomatic immunity, an immunity that's protected them for decades, from prosecution for crimes that defy imagination.
The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population. But I can tell you, it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone, it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poisoned, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
And with Nicole Schwab talking and Pascal Najadi digging, it's only getting worse for them. Up next, we break down exactly what Nicole Schwab has said behind closed doors. From secret WF documents to planned vaccine waves to how the next pandemic was already on the schedule. You'll want to hear this, because what she said could take down not just her father, but the entire house of cards he helped build.
Tusk Search is a search engine that is unbiased and privacy-focused. A switch from big tech, which often censors conservative voices. Tusk Search aims to provide users with unfiltered access to information, free from the ideological manipulation we've seen from the liberal-dominated tech giants. A platform that respects free speech and doesn't silence viewpoints just because they don't align with the progressive agenda. Visit Tusk Search at TuskSearch.com.
They called it the Great Reset. They told us it was about building back better. But what they didn't tell us was that their idea of better meant billions of us gone. The COVID pandemic was never about public health. It was the trigger, the catalyst, the manufactured crisis that would allow unelected global bodies like the WHO to seize unprecedented legal powers, while the WF and UN moved to finalise their dream of a one-world government. But we the people stood firm. Through censorship, coercion, lockdowns, mandates, gaslighting, the most coordinated psychological operation in modern history, we refused to bow.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome. Because people are so afraid of what's going on because the United Nations is occupied. But people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to build a we the people movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
And now the empire is crumbling, the lies are unraveling, and the self-proclaimed masters of our future. The ship is taking on water, the rats are fighting, the lies are exposed. And the age of elite impunity? It's over. As a WEF whistleblower reveals, it's carnage backstage at the WEF, and the rats are fighting amongst themselves to save their own skin.
You ever seen someone realize it's all about to come crashing down? I have. I saw it on Nicole Schwab's face when she walked out of that ICC debriefing room, like someone who just realized the walls weren't going to protect her anymore. She wasn't glowing with courage. She was pale, shaken, breathing like she just outrun something. Because she's not doing this out of principle. Nicole Schwab is cooperating because she's shit scared, terrified of what's coming, scared of being on the wrong end of a crimes against humanity charge, and scared that the name Schwab isn't going to protect her anymore. She's singing like a damn bird out of survival instinct. This is cloak and dagger, lawyered up damage control, quiet meetings, backdoor channels, files passed in silence. She's giving prosecutors everything she can. Names, dates, internal comms, because she knows she's standing on a crumbling ledge. And the only way out is to push others into the fire first. You want an example? Here's one that dropped jaws in the room. She described a World Economic Forum off-record gathering in late 2019. Davos again, of course. Klaus was there, along with reps from WHO, Gavi, a couple biotech CEOs. Topic on the table? Not pandemic preparedness, like the press kits claimed. The real agenda was population control. What they chillingly called population optimization. Nicole remembered someone saying, half joking, that if they played their cards right, people would beg for the shot that would thin their own herd. And people in the room were laughing, her father among them. She says that's the moment she felt sick, but she didn't say a word back then. Not until now. Because now the walls are closing in, and her name, Schwab, is radioactive. She's handing over documents, digital records, memos. She's walking prosecutors through the mechanics of the biggest psyop in human history, how death counts were inflated, how PCR cycles were manipulated to pad infection numbers, how fear became the real virus. And the jab? She confirmed what many already suspected. It was never about immunity. It was an experimental delivery system, a rushed product, designed, tested, and distributed with the goal of reducing the population while claiming it was about public safety. She even revealed internal projections, documents showing expected birth rate drops, excess death trends, and long-term fertility impacts. The language was clinical, cold, like they were managing livestock, not human lives. And Nicole kept quiet about all of it. Until now. She's not alone either. Others are flipping too, opening up the vault. Old staffers, previously loyal, are turning tail, because they all feel it. The ship is going down, and everyone's scrambling to save their own skin. Some are trying to disappear. One WF executive caught a private jet to Dubai last week using a forged diplomatic passport. He didn't make it past customs. Nicole's not running, she's negotiating, and we're finally getting a glimpse of what they were planning all along. It's ugly, it's evil, and it's not over. Not yet.
Geneva may be the headquarters of the globalist elite, but the crime scene extends around the entire world. and we won't rest until justice is served and a reckoning is delivered. Take New Zealand, for example. Jacinda Ardern ruled one of the most corrupt WF-infiltrated vassal states during her time in office. And the fingerprints of the global elite are all over the crime scene. Former New Zealand TV presenter Liz Gunn published an update about one medical clinic in New Zealand, where 30 people received a COVID injection on one day, and all 30 of these people died within the same close time frame. Mainstream media would like you to believe that this is just another coincidence.
We saw their jab date. We saw their date of death. Let me give you just one of many examples. On one day, 30 people were jabbed on the same day at the same location. All are now deceased. And their deaths are in close temporal time proximity to each other. That's 30. That's all players in a rugby match on the field suddenly dead. You see, statistically, the numbers of deaths we saw cannot be attributed to natural causes given same site and same date of vaccination. It would be, what they say statistically, highly unlikely. We are calling for an inquiry. Not just any inquiry, a full-blown criminal investigation leaving no stone unturned. New Zealand is a crime scene.
Jacinda Ardern's government knew that the jabs were poisonous, and yet they pushed them on the public regardless. Meanwhile, Ardern was gaslighting the people that she was supposed to be serving, telling them to trust the government as their only source of truth.
We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, a grain of salt.
If you still don't understand the forces tightening their grip on our civilization, the ones rewriting reality in real time, erasing truth and enslaving minds, then there's nothing more I can say. But if you're here, listening now, I know you do get it. You feel it just like we do. That's why you're tuned in. That's why more and more people are waking up. The illusion is cracking, the elites are running scared. And now more than ever, we need your voice. Help us spread the signal. Share this episode, subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community. Support the mission, because together, we are the firewall.
Here are step-by-step snapshots to sign up for a free email service, within minutes, that is totally anonymous. It gives you a way to share any controversial videos, websites, emails, and links to any article anonymously. In your browser search bar, go to proton.me, then on the upper right-hand corner, click on Create a Free Account. On the left column, select Individuals, then click on Get Proton for Free. Then click on Continue with Proton Free. Under Username, enter an anonymous email address name that is available. If the email address is already taken, then add some numbers at the end of the username. Then enter a password of your choice, then click on Create Account. You should write down your username and password on a piece of paper so you don't forget it. Complete the CAPTCHA puzzle for verification that you are a human by dragging the puzzle piece to the appropriate spot, then click Next. Enter a display name which people will see when you send them an email, preferably something meaningful. You don't have to set up a recovery method if you truly want to stay anonymous, even to Proton Mail. If that is what you want, then continue by clicking Maybe Later. Just make sure you don't forget your Proton email address and password, because you won't be able to recover the email account if you don't choose a recovery method. You can now start using your new free and anonymous Proton email account to share videos, links, and articles with family, friends, and coworkers anonymously. If you've missed some of the steps during the sign-up process, then just replay the video and pause it at each step. Please share this video far and wide,